with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is welcoming the potential end of the six-week strike by the big three auto workers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Workers at Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors have agreed to tentative deals to end their work stoppage. President Biden applauded the news at the White House.
They want a record contract with over a 30% increase in wages, greater retirement security, and more paid leave.
The president was not a neutral observer during the strike. Last month, he joined a picket line in Michigan, voicing support for union workers and organized labor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New House Speaker Mike Johnson vows to bring a standalone Israel aid bill to the floor this week.
Speaker Johnson said on Sunday that the House will consider aid to Israel in a standalone measure this week and expressed confidence that it would pass with bipartisan support. Such a move would resist President Biden's call for Congress to approve a broader package that also includes aid to Ukraine as well as other national security needs. Acknowledging that Senate Republicans have a similar measure, Speaker Johnson told Fox News on Sunday that the House was planning to move the standalone Israel funding bill this week. The White House this month requested more than $105 billion in national security aid, including over $61 billion to Ukraine, over $14 billion to Israel, and more than $9 billion for humanitarian assistance. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli ground forces pushed deeper into Gaza, advancing in tanks and other armored vehicles on the territory's main city and freeing a soldier held captive by Hamas terrorists. The Israeli prime minister rejected calls for a ceasefire Monday, even as airstrikes landed near hospitals where thousands of Palestinians are sheltering besides the wounded. The military said a female soldier captured during Hamas's brutal October 7th incursion was rescued. Americans sound off on the direction of the country.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 77% of the general population believes the U.S. is going wrong. That includes 90% of Republicans, 81% of Independents, and 59% of Democrats. Most religious Americans also believe the country is going in the wrong direction now, including 92% of white evangelicals, 82% of mainline Protestants, and 79% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Ohio State Constitution are raising a lot more money than their pro-life opponents in the run-up to the vote in November. Official filings show the pro-abortion campaign has brought in nearly $29 million from donors since September 8th. The campaign against the amendment raised less than $10 million. This is SRN News. The Israeli-Hamas conflict makes its presence felt in Russia. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Worldwide protests against Israel since the October 7th Hamas invasion continue to grow more violent. On Sunday night, anti-Semitic mobs trashed the airport at the Russian Republic of Dagestan as rioters searched for Jewish passengers that arrived aboard a flight to Tel Aviv. The mob checked passengers' passports to ascertain national identities, only to find all aboard carried Russian IDs. The rioters then moved outside the terminal to inspect vehicles leaving the airport. Officials at the Israeli embassy in Moscow worked with Russian officials in a futile attempt to defuse the situation. 15 Jewish Israeli passengers were protected at the airport until it was safe to fly them to Moscow. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.